Hello.
Hey, what's going on there, Rick? This is John with Local Splash.
Yes. I'm
pulling you back there, sir. Hello, hello. Did I catch you at a better time?
Yeah, I just got back to the office. So.
Oh, okay. Perfect, perfect. I'm glad you're not on the road, actually, because I want to make sure you're driving.
Well, it's actually easier on the road because I'm, just driving.
Oh.
Okay, so refresh my memory here.
Okay. So, Premier partner with Google. We make sure to get everything bundled as services together. Customers don't have to know your business name. This package does go very far out, 100-mile radius, as a matter of fact. I know you want to be outside of, technically just mostly New Jersey of the work, correct?
Yes.
Okay. This will definitely hit those areas. We narrow it down to specific zip codes, counties, cities. We're very flexible with that. All the calls will come directly to you. There's no paper lead, call, click, job, nothing like that. It's a flat rate month to month. Okay? So you never have to worry about your monthly going up or down or anything of that nature. No contracts. It is month to month. You have a tracking system to see where customers call from live. You can even change out your keywords on Google to help find your services more. But at the same time, you have an account management team that's open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. our time to assist you with that as well, too. Okay. Now, we didn't get to go over, far as, like, anything else. Do you have a website at the moment?
No.
Okay. Is that something of interest for you? Because it can make a difference for customers.
Well, it is,
okay.
A point of interest. I don't know what the is involved in doing that and what the cost is, but.
Well, Rick, I made sure to keep to my promises. If you forgot on this one, I didn't, man. I included it in your package at no additional cost for you. Okay? We get websites done in the first 7 to 14 days, along with your Google ads will be popping up at the same time as well, too. So we'll make sure to take care of you in the best way. Okay?
Okay.
Now, only thing I suggest with that, though, is we'll set up a day and a time that you're available to go over how you want that website to look. Because we don't want to just throw out any website online and say, here you go. We want to make sure it's tailored to you. That way you capture the right customers you want to spend your time with. That's very important.
Right.
Yes, sir. Now, you can update your website, add pictures, testimonials, videos if you like. But again, our team is there for you, so utilize them. That's what they're waiting for anyway.
Okay.
Yes, sir. That's pretty much it in a nutshell there. Yeah, go ahead.
And it's $4.99 a month.
$4.49 month to month. $4.49. Correct. Never additional. Other companies out there, I can assure you on this, is that they say, this is your monthly or a yearly thing, but then you start realizing you get extra bills. And it's because with other companies, they actually add in pay-per-clicks on this, right? For us, it's included in your package. So not additional. Out of your $449 monthly, 300 of those dollars and then go to your ad spend on Google Ads above that local map section on top of this already. So you're conquering 2/3 of the search when someone looks up any of your keywords in your area to help find you even smoother. So far as extra things in here, I just want to make sure kind of rejog the memory as well too. We do allow you to have up to 60 other local directories in the area. Now, I want to make sure I be very transparent with you about this. It's not like back in the day where you build your rankings faster because your business name is out there further on other directories. It's not the same. If anything, our team will be very transparent with you about these directories because if you like specific directories that you definitely would, want to be on, we could do that for you. But we noticed through trial and error plenty of times here with a lot of business owners and my own experience myself, there's a lot of directories out there that just bring spam or robocalls. So we want to make sure that doesn't happen for you. We'll make sure to look over a few things as well in your area to make sure that that's not going to be the case. But again, the choice is yours. If you, like, for example, if you want to be on Yelp and in that area, just as an example, I'm not saying this is what it is, but let's say in that area, you're like, we noticed there's a lot of spam robocalls coming for this type of service in here, and it'll be wasting your time more. Do you still want to keep that? So we're very open with you about those things.
Okay. So
yes, sir.
What What kind of areas? I mean, are we talking about, I mean, can I be in as many areas as I want, or is there a certain zip code, a certain, what is, I mean, you're saying you can only deal with one contractor per area.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So right
so
now, we don't have anyone in your area. Yeah.
Well,
so don't worry.
What area?
So we have a 100-mile radius from Pennsylvania of Upper Black Eddy. So let's say, for example, you gave me examples of Bridgewater, Plumington, Morristown. These areas are within your service area, so we won't be working with anyone there. I know that we wanted to make sure on our end. I did that with you on the phone there to make sure we're not working with anyone that's doing what you're doing. So we're good to go as a 100-mile radius on there. Anything further than that, though, we would definitely have to talk so that we're not, you know, working through with.
I mean, even a 100-mile radius is pretty big. I don't know if I want to go a 100-mile radius. I mean,
right.
You're talking like a 200-mile span from one end to the other.
Right. Yes, sir.
You know, maybe a 50-mile, maybe. I don't know. I have to literally look at the map and see what. And like I said, it's not. I wouldn't want to go in a radius of a certain point because there's areas that we don't want to be in that area. You know what I mean? That's in that circumference.
Totally understand. And that's what I was saying is we're very flexible with your target market in your area. So we can exclude areas that you don't feel is most profitable for your company, perfectly fine. If you want to add areas, you can do that yourself, but we can do that for you. I highly suggest we do that for you so that we're on the same page with you. And really marketing your brand name out there for you in the right areas. So
now,
that is something I go over.
How long does like some of this take to set up?
I'll give you a lay down right now. If you decide to join our family here right now, it takes me no longer than 12 minutes to get everything up and running. I send that over to our technician team. We set up a tech call so they can go over how you want your website to look, how you want your ads to look as well. We don't do same day on that. We do usually as early as the next day. And then from there, sky's the limit. So
you're talking only just a couple of days?
A couple of days to get things up. I want to make sure I'm very, careful with my words here. So very first thing is your business name is not registered through Google yet. So it takes about 5 to 7 business days for a postcard from Google. We can't change this. This is just Google strict lines. Okay. It happens for everyone, no matter where you go. Now, with us, we get things expedited, so we know what they're looking for, what they'll be asking for to get you verified, right? That's the easy part. Hard part is getting up on the first page. Now, because of this package that's available for you and because we're premier partners, we get you up there from 7 to 14 days on average for customers that don't have any web presence. So that's why I'm confident of getting this up there quickly and easy for you, especially the fact that you know exact areas that you want to hit and target.
Right.
We can really do some magic here for you.
Okay, so here's another question. You're saying 7 to 14 days to pull us up. So you're talking like 2 weeks.
Yes, sir.
2 weeks.
Approximately. Yes, sir.
So when do I start paying? Once it's up after those 2 weeks? Or am I paying for 2 weeks of no service?
Well, 2 weeks. No, we won't pay 2 weeks after. It'll be, let's say we get started today, we will accept payment for today for the whole month, right? That covers your month. Now, during that process, though, we're already working and submitting all of your directories, whichever directories you want to submit from there. We get that done in the first 5 to 7 days, along with your tracking system, so you can see already the fruition come to play from that. Now, website, again, this is on average, so, I mean, it could be quicker and smoother, depending on how much content you want it to change or modify, things like that. For websites, we get done within the first 7 to 14 days. And that's including your Google Ads on top of that as well, too. So, there you go.
Okay. So
we're not just getting Google Ads, right? We're doing a lot more with it during the process of Google actually sending that postcard and getting you verified.
Right.
We want to make sure we're working right away. Yeah.
All right. Well, I got to think about it. I mean, I did Google you guys, and I know there were some... a lot of complaints from different people about different stuff.
Okay.
I don't know how long ago it was, talked to another company that does kind of the same thing you're talking about a little while back, and I Googled them, and they were just, the complaints were just I mean, one after another, just terrible.
Ooh. Well, yeah. And I get it. I mean, we've been in business for over 18 years, Rick. I'm not going to lie. We're not perfect, you know. But at the same time, very first thing, when it comes to – I'm glad you looked on Google on there, because that's hear from the horse's mouth. On Google reviews, they have to be members, right? If they're not, you can get flagged and take that off, right? But first thing is, you know, a couple things, actually. First one is, are they actual members, or were they just called on to, you know, be part of that service, for one?
All of them have, like, you know, they have, like, the initial complaint, the date, and then what they wrote, and then they have your response, your business's response to it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we're not perfect, but it matters we making sure we can do the right thing to get them up there, whatever their needs are. Rick, you've been in business for over 27 years, right? So you probably know better than this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't there going to be – within that 27 years, there's going to be some customers, no matter how well of a job you did, right, no matter how great you do, sometimes it might not meet their expectations as well, right? Or possibly even saying, you know, that, hey, listen, you know, when you're getting up there, you're doing your work and everything like that, could be confusions along the way as well, too. So what I'm trying to say is this. You know, when it comes down to the ones that are really, really strong and valid, there's going to be, no lie. But out of 11,000 companies that we're currently working with, we have a 4.9 star rating out of 5 for customer satisfaction. So no matter how many bad reviews you can look, let's go 15, you know what I mean?
I mean, I get all that. And I know, yeah. Like, just for a fact that most people that are happy with a company don't write anything.
Right, and that's another thing. Where it's like bad words travel faster.
So all you do get is the bad stuff. So yeah, I mean, I get how that works. I need to think about this a little bit. And right now isn't the best time because I'm like going away, like next week, and I'm going to be back on the weekend of the 15th. 15th is Saturday. No, 15th is Friday. I'm going to be back that Sunday, 17th.
Okay, yeah, so 17th. Are you on a vacation or something, or what?
well, yes, basically, yes. Yeah, my partner and I, we're going on a hunting trip. We do that every couple of years.
Ah, that's awesome. Okay, all right.
So we're going to be out of touch. I mean, we're not even going to really have much cell service except for, like, at night. So.
Okay, that won't work there. Okay. Totally understandable. I mean, completely in your hands over here, though. You talk to me.
Do I have your number here? Hold on here.
How about this? Rick, I have your email, scott.rick.w@gmail.com, right?
Right.
Okay.
What is your email?
JSEO
at localsplash.com.
That's
okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got that. You emailed me something, right? And I printed it out and I have it right here. So.
Yep. In there has my direct line and extension as well. Everything in writing for you is on top of that.
I don't see. Oh, is that it? Okay, there it is. 877-635-6225.
Yep. Extension
3736.
That's me. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. I hope you hear from me.
Well, who's hunting who here, man?
Well, you know, I get calls from all these different businesses, all these stuff all the time. And, you know, some of them I try, I Google, don't get good stuff for them. I haven't really found one that really works well that I'm happy with. Mm. I mean, you know, all the different, like Angie, you know, all these different, you know, lead generations,
gosh,
all
that
kind of stuff, you know.
Well, Rick, I'm going to do something for you really quick, if you don't mind here. This phone number accepts text messaging, right? Ending with the 7158.
With my number?
Yeah, I just want to send you a text of a link from Google so you can ease your mind a little bit as well.
This is myself. Yes, I can get texts and, yeah.
All right, I'm sending you a link. Please take a look at this just to, you know, ease your mind a little bit more as well. Obviously, you see how many customers we're working with and everything, but hear it from Google. This is Google's actual web page that you cannot fake. Okay? Gives us our credibility and legitimacy. It'll tell you who we are as a premier partner with Google. That's the highest tier partnership that Google trusts to handle SEO. It has a performance, our spend, our certifications. I just want to make sure you see that for yourself as well.
Okay, I'll take a look at it.
Yeah. So you see our credibility, you see the work we can do, and even if there's things that we need to work on, all we ask for, though, is communicate, right? You're a business owner. Communication is key. If you don't like something on your website, let us know. We can't read your mind, you know, but we'll be happy to go ahead and adjust things to make it happen for you, right? That's our job. We're month-to-month, no contracts. That way, you choose us every month because you're seeing good results. That is.
So now let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
We're a small business. I mean, there's just my partner and I.
Okay.
And then we have subs that we have electrician, we have a plumber, we have, flooring guy, we have sheetrock, we do everything, right?
Okay.
But we also, we're on the job. I mean, it's not like we have a crew that's out there and I'm sitting in the office all day long. We're on a job from like 8 o'clock in the morning, thereabouts to like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
So whenever I get a lead or whatever comes in, it's done, it's done after hours.
Okay.
So it's like, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever it is. And there's only so many because it's only me. I'm the only one, my partner handles other stuff. I'm the one that meets with the customers and comes up with the design and the pricing and all that stuff. If this goes online and I get, five leads, five good quality leads, in the first 2 weeks or like that. I can only handle so much as far as, pricing jobs and everything out at the same time. I can't be,
Right.
Can I pause this or whatever? And if so, for how long of a period of time can I do that and still have that area locked up?
Gotcha. Yes. And we're prepared for that as well. You'll see that in writing. This is what I like to do, Rick. After you make payment, I stay on the phone with you so you see your invoice of writing through email and through text. That way, if you have questions and concerns, you can ask me why you have me on the phone. But in there, to answer your question on this, yes, you do have a seasonal hold if you like, so that way you're saving money, but also making sure that you're bombarded when you're on vacation or if you're too busy already.
Right.
We understand that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll take a look at your text as soon as I get off here, and I got a couple things I'm doing right here right now. So, hopefully you'll hear from me.
All right, Rick. I'm not the guy I can tell that's going to blow up your phone, man. I like to respect you. Best way you can get a hold of me is through email. You have my direct line in there as well, too. You could text me as well.
That I got.
We'll make something happen. You don't mind me asking, what are you hunting for?
Elk.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, we're going to Idaho.
Okay, nice, nice.
We're big archery hunters. We're bow hunters. That's all we do.
Really? Now, is it
We've been out to Montana. We've been out to Montana twice. We've been to New Mexico once, all for elk. We've been up to Nunavik, Canada, which is like 1,000 miles north of Montreal, if you can kind of picture that.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah.
You're up there, there's like nothing. I mean, you're up above, you don't see a plane or nothing because you're so far north. We were up there many years ago, hunting caribou. We've been in New Brunswick, Canada, hunting black bear. Yeah.
Oh wow. You're pretty experienced then. That's for sure.
Yeah. We've gone out, like Illinois and stuff like that for deer, many times, but. And we hunt deer locally here.
I know I'm going off topic here, but shooting with an arrow to a bear, though, I mean, does it take a few? I'm intrigued here.
No. I mean, a well-placed arrow on any animal. Even if it's a buffalo or something like that, we'll take them out. I mean,
really?
Yeah. If you punch their both lungs, they can't breathe. They die. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, shoot. Good luck with the hunting on there. I want to hear more about it. That's wild. If anything, I want to see a picture of this stuff, And just I think also, you know, getting out there, because I like to golf myself, and it's not just about the game, but it's just the view and being out there in the wilderness a little bit, you know, so.
Oh, sure is. I mean, we go, I mean, the areas that we go to, there's like, you know, you're miles and miles from anywhere, you know, and you don't see anybody, you don't see anything, there's no, I mean, you know, you're driving, you know, from the lodge or something that's remote, there's nothing around it. You're driving, you know, an hour or something like that back into the woods and then hiking like 2 miles back before daylight.
And Well, that's pretty cool though. You get to get out there, you know, kind of unwind a little bit, you know, shoot some animals, I guess, man. That's pretty wild to say like that.
Yeah,
but, you know, when you get back, you're clear-minded and as well to take on the world, you know, so everyone has their outing, you know. So that's pretty awesome, sir. I'm glad you do that. You don't get to hear people say that, talk about that very often these days, I swear.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Rick, you have a wonderful time out there. You know, we'll see if we can go ahead and make something happen either before or after. But please, communicate with me. Let me know, because as you could tell, I'm very straightforward. I don't be around the bush. But at the same time, I want to make sure that we have good communication and see if we can make a long-lasting relationship, you know, so to
speak.
Okay. Right?
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Well, Rick, appreciate
right,
you. Be
thanks.
Safe out there, okay? All right.
All right. We'll
take a picture for me. All right.
Sure. Well, if we get anything, there'll be pictures, for sure.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that. All right.
All right.
Take care, sir.
All right. We'll talk to you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.